Do we find joy in our spiritual life? Does our spiritual life bring joy? Do we rejoice in our God? Well, in our Mass today, we're being highly encouraged in the readings and in the script, the passages of the Mass, to rejoice. In fact, the entrance antiphon, the introit, as you read in the Missalette, it says, "Rejoice, Jerusalem, and all who love her. Be joyful, all who are mourning. Exult and be satisfied at her consoling breast." This entrance antiphon comes from Isaiah 66. You know, it's rejoice. Rejoice, Jerusalem. The first reading shows the people of Israel rejoicing as they entered into the promised land. They finally made it. They made it through the long journey, 40-year journey through the desert, and they finally made it to the promised land, and they were finally able to eat of the produce of the promised land. So it was a time of rejoicing. And then, of course, in the gospel, the parable, we see the father rejoicing in the return of the son who had basically wished him dead. But he rejoiced because that son returned. As Christians, we have much to rejoice in, and that's good because we live in a world that needs joy. And so we have all this to rejoice in. Of course, we can rejoice in our very gift of life, in the fact that we have life, that God has given us this wonderful life that we are able to enjoy, and that we continue, even despite its struggles and hardships, it is still worth rejoicing in the everyday that God gives us. We can rejoice in the fact that God loves us so much that he created to share in that love, and that he wants to bestow that love upon us, and that he loves us so much that he sent his son. And so we can rejoice in that sacrifice of our Lord, the fact that our Lord suffered, died, and rose again, that we might have salvation from sin, that sin might no longer have a hold on us, but instead that eternal life might be waiting for us. We can rejoice in the Eucharist, in which our Lord gives us himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and we can celebrate and receive him into us, becoming part of the body of Christ. And then, of course, we can rejoice in the forgiveness of sins for those times we have fallen away from God, that he has welcomed us back. You know, St. Paul says, "And all this is from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation." This is the message of the parable of the what we call the prodigal son. You'll oftentimes hear it called. You know, the father says, "Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." We can rejoice because no matter how far we wander away from God, he always is waiting for us to come back. He wants us to come back. He desires us to come back. He welcomes us back with joy. We can, you know, that no matter how deep we are in sin, how terrible our sins, he wants to forgive us. He wants to reconcile us. He wants us to seek his forgiveness and his mercy. He is there like the father in the parable who rushes out to us when we seek his forgiveness. Ultimately, God wants us to live a life of rejoicing, to be full of his joy and his peace. God wants us to rejoice in this life. God wants us to be grateful to him. Question is, are we willing to accept that joy and that peace from God? Are we willing to open our arms up to God? You know, are we willing to come before him and ask for his forgiveness for those times that we have failed? Are we willing to come before him in that beautiful sacrament of confession? To come before our Heavenly Father and ask for his forgiveness in that great gift of that sacrament. And it is a beautiful gift. And I think it's sad that so few receive this beautiful sacrament. You know, it's something that we should receive frequently. And yes, it can be painful. It can be very painful to examine ourselves, to look at our lives and see where we have failed to live up to God's commands, to see where we continue to sin in our lives. But when we bring those sins, we open up that darkness and let the light of Christ shine upon it. Let that joy and that peace that can be so liberating, liberating us from that darkness of sin, and instead bringing us into that light of Christ, bringing us into that joy and that peace that God wants to bring upon us. It is a beautiful thing, and I wish more Catholics would take advantage, more of us would receive it more frequently, that we wouldn't be afraid of it, that we wouldn't negate it, that we wouldn't kind of push it away. The sacrament of confession is one of the most beautiful things we have in this world. And so I want to encourage you to rejoice in God and His forgiveness and to receive that sacrament. And oh, by the way, there's a perfect time coming up to receive that sacrament. Because on Wednesday, we have our penance service, our Lenten penance service. Come and receive this beautiful sacrament of God's forgiveness and love. It's a time to come and rejoice in our God, in His mercy, in His love, in His peace. To set aside our sins, to bring our sins to the light of Christ and watch them disappear. Watch them be forgiven. And enter into that joy that God wants us to have. To rejoice in His presence. So as we are halfway through Lent, we've reached the halfway point. And so today we are encouraged to join with the Blessed Virgin Mary as she said in her Magnificat, "My soul rejoices in God, my Savior." May we truly rejoice as she did and rejoice in our God.